Do you desire your prayer, saints? I really appreciate the message, as I'm sure we all did, of the acceptable gifts and the thoughts that the Lord have brought to me in a message not long ago there in Ciudad Juarez, and that placed in my heart as a possible message for our time here. I wasn't sure if I'd be speaking at all, but I feel like I should share a little bit about this. And the message would be about being approved in Christ. In Romans chapter 16, verse 10, salute Apelles, approved in Christ. I think most young people join gangs, join groups in the schools, clubs. Many people throughout their whole lifetimes try seeking approval from somebody, and it's usually the wrong person. They seek to be approved by someone that abuses them or that demeans them or that makes them feel bad. But if our main goal is to be approved in Christ, we'll be very happy, very rejoiced in Him. Usually people try to please those that they really admire and love. And that's why I'm so thankful that Jesus calls us into a relationship with Him so that we can begin to honor Him and love Him, and that He will be on our all in all. If that's the case, then we'll want to be approved of Him. We'll want to speak and live in a way that is approved by Him. And I just really appreciate this, that salute Apelles, approved in Christ. What an honor to be given to a person. And I'm so thankful that even though many in the world today try to, that's why they do drugs, go into alcohol, because they want the approval from the world. But trying to approve the wrong people, the wrong crowd in our life, will only get us into trouble. But when we seek to be approved of the Lord, it only enriches our lives. It makes us to be at peace, totally content, totally satisfied, because we know we're pleasing the only one that it matters pleasing. And I want to daily be living in a way that I can, that others could say of me, Brother Tony Sanchez, approved in Christ. And sometimes there are people that don't approve of us. Sometimes there are people that appear to be disappointed with us. But really, the bottom line is, are we approved of Christ? And if we're approved in Christ, then those that are also approved of Christ will also approve of us. Amen? So let's not waste our time trying to get approved of those that don't really matter. Let's be concerned about being approved in Christ. And if that's the case, we won't be depressed or sad or down in the dumps because someone doesn't accept us. Once we know we're approved in Christ, we're accepted in the Beloved, that's all that matters. Amen. 2 Corinthians 6, 3 is talking about the ministry. Paul the Apostle, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God. And there are certain things that in God's family that we must pass to be approved. If you take a driving test, the one that's giving you the test, they have to approve that you're efficient enough in driving, you're not going to put yourself in danger or put others in danger, that you're following the rules, that you've sufficiently mastered driving in order for them to approve and say you get a 75, an 80, a 100, whatever they might give you. And in the ministry, it's the same way. We don't approve ourselves by our own strength, by our own grace, but by yielding to the Lord. And I want to learn from these beautiful verses here. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience. And I believe the ministers of God require the most patience because we're dealing with heathen people, ignorant people, blind people, and people that are self-willed and rebellious and stubborn, and we can easily give up on them. But through the years, the Lord has taught me to be patient as the Jehovah's Witnesses that come to my door. I've let them in. I've let them give me the studies. And in there, the Lord's allowed me to weave in the true doctrine. Same thing with the Mormons, Pentecostals. All through my lifetime, the Lord has taught me, you like to be respected, you respect them. And one way that we can be approved of the Lord is to show patience. Show patience with our wife, our husband, our children, our co-workers. And that is one way that we can approve ourselves, by patience and long-suffering. Having the patience of the Lord in our hearts. in afflictions. God doesn't like whiny people. Sometimes we often hear from the saints that they go visit someone in the hospital, in the rest home, and they go to encourage them, and they leave encouraged. And those are the ones that are really approved of God, those that are not self-centered in their afflictions, but that they're thinking of others in their affliction. May the Lord help us. In necessities, sometimes it's easy to begin to whine because we don't have this or that broke and we don't have the money. But in necessities, if we can give thanks in all things, we can be approved in the Lord. In distresses, and it can go on and on. In stripes and imprisonments and 2 months of labors and watchings and fastings. This is what Paul the Apostle went through. And he was 100% approved of the Lord. 6, by pureness. Paul lived a pure life and thankful for God's holy people that are living a pure life before the Lord. And that has a stamp of approval in the Lord. We're living a life of pureness, a life of holiness. By knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love and faith. These are things that if they're in our lives, they're produced by the Holy Spirit, it will cause God's stamp of approval upon us. By the word of truth, so thankful that the word of truth has already been preached here in song, in prayer, testimony, and in preaching. By word of truth, by power of God, we've seen the power of God manifest in our lives and the lives of others. By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil reporting, good report. It's easy to be happy and rejoice when we're giving a good report of ourselves, we hear, but it can be discouraging. It can be almost depressing when others give a bad report about us and we know it's not true. Paul was spoken evil against, but yet he had God's approval in the way he handled it all. May the Lord help us in how we come through in these tests and trials that are given, handed down to us. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true. Many people are against the doctrine of the Church of God. And they call it legalism. And they might call us deceivers, and it's easy to get the bad attitude. But if we have a right attitude in it, we're patient and long-suffering, we can get God's approval in that. And he just went on, as unknown and yet well-known, as dying, and yet behold we live, as chastised, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing. Can we rejoice when we're sorrowful? God's people can. As poor yet making many rich, we might not be rich physically, but we're rich spiritually. There's something beautiful about being with those that are rich in their spirits. I love being with them. They encourage you by a song or a testimony or by a word of encouragement, a prayer. Rich in our spirits. That's what will make us approved of the Lord. As having nothing and yet possessing all things, etc., etc. Our Savior was approved of God the Father. It says in Matthew 3, verse 16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And I think as children growing up, some of us did not have a relationship with our parents, and we might have, if we could go back, we'd want their approval. A young boy looks up to his dad. And I'm so thankful that we have their example in Jesus Christ, the one that was, there's God the Father, God the Son. He became a man. He humbled himself in the form of a man. And he had God's approval. The Father could say, I am well pleased, in whom I am well pleased. And if that's what we're seeking for in our life, to be found well pleasing the Lord, and we are pleasing him, that's what will make us happy. That's what will make us content. To be found well pleasing in his sight. It's when we get it confused and we're trying to be well pleasing with our friends that dress in a worldly way and we want to dress like them. They talk in a worldly way and we want to bring in that lingo into our lives. Or we're wanting to go where they go because we want to please them. We want to be approved by them. That's when we're going to get in trouble. And I'm so thankful that when we have a relationship with the Lord, like Jesus, God the Son had a relationship with God the Father, his whole goal and aim in life was to please the Father. And when that's our goal and aim in life, we're going to be happy. We're going to be content. It's when we're trying to please the wrong people and trying to get the approval of the wrong people that we're never going to be satisfied. We'll jump from one relationship to the other, one job to the other, one sect or religion to the other, because we're never going to be happy. But when we're pleasing the Lord, when God can look down on us and say, this is my well-beloved daughter, this is my well-beloved son, in a while, please, that's fulfilling. That fills us up. That makes us content. That makes life worthwhile. Who are you trying to be approved of today? Who are you trying to get the approval from? If you're trying to get it from the Lord and you do get it from him, you'll be happy and content in any situation that you're in. Luke 10, verse 38, we read of Mary and Martha. Do we recall who was approved and who wasn't? Jesus said to Martha, Martha, Martha. Jesus came. Of course, if Jesus comes to my home, I'd want to make the best meal, have the house clean. But Martha let it get the best of her. She got too busy, too occupied, to the point that she could not sit down and put all those things in the background and focus on the Word of God. But Mary, her attitude, her desire, and her purpose was approved of the Lord. You know, sometimes in life, we as parents, I don't have children, but those of us that may be parents here, many of you, we can get so carried away with the laundry, with the cooking, and the fighting and making peace in between the children that we begin to neglect our own personal time with the Lord, reading, prayer. And that's what happened to Martha. She was discumbered with many cares, and she even said, Lord, do you not care that she's left me serving? Tell her to help me serve. And Jesus said, amen. She said, dost thou not care, verse 40, we're in Luke 10, verse 40, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Putting God first, putting Christ first, is what gets our approval from the Lord. It's when we put him in second place or third place or last or maybe no place at all where we feel empty inside because we don't feel approved of the Lord. We don't feel accepted of the Lord. And I'm thankful that God has taught me this lesson over and over again. I get up in the morning, I read the Word of God, I pray. But there are some times when something happens, this happens, that happens, and pretty soon it's already midday or sometimes night and I go, I haven't read the Bible, I haven't even prayed. And that's when the Lord says, Tony, Tony, you're troubled and cumbered about many things. So, what will get God's approval in our life? That we give him first place. That we give him the first fruits of our life. If we don't, and we think that other things are more important, and we give time to those other things that may be important, we might get those things done, but even when we get them done, we'll be disappointed in ourselves. We'll feel empty. Because the thing that will give us, will put God's stamp of approval on our life, is that we give him first place. And he'll give us strength to do the other things. There'll be time to do the other things. Let's seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness first. May the Lord help us. So, what is the point? That the Martha spirit does not get God's approval. Being cumbered and too busy does not get God's approval. But the Mary spirit of wanting to sit at Jesus' feet and hearing the word of God, like being here, we could have chosen to be somewhere else. We could have easily been working on a project and maybe get another $500, $1,000 in our pocket. But you chose to be here tonight, God's stamp of approval. Thank you for being here tonight, he says. Amen. Matthew 5, verse 38. The spirit of forgiveness, the spirit of turning the other cheek, the spirit of overlooking. You know, when Jesus went on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And there's something in us that wants, we don't like to feel demeaned and to be looked upon. Our flesh doesn't. We don't like for someone to crash into us and then to get away without paying for it. We don't like for someone to steal from us and not pay for it. That's the human flesh. But that's not what gets the approval of Jesus. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 38, you have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Isn't that the way it is? You see the kids fighting. One will slap him in the face and then the other one will pull the hair. Why? Because they want to do an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And that doesn't get mama's or daddy's approval when they're fighting. And it won't get our father's approval in our heart and our spirit if we're fighting with our brothers and sisters. We might do it in a very sophisticated way. Speak about them behind their back and try to destroy their testimony. But God knows that we're pulling hair. He knows that we're biting back. And Jesus said, this is what has my approval. Here it is. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. That's hard for the flesh. But in the spirit, you cannot do but that exactly. Verse 43. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Verse 45, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. I mentioned the accident that we had recently. A young man, I don't know if he was high or drunk, which one, crashed into us, and he ran the stop sign, and I didn't have a lot of time to stop. And anyway, a few minutes later, the dad arrived, and we had a van load of brand new saints, basically a year and a half and under. And we were under a lot of pressure. My wife's bone was broken here. The other one had whiplash, and we were being put in pressure to go to the doctor and to do this, and to the new people were going, right, aren't you going to take Lisa to the doctor? And then the man shows up and he says, I want you to go to a clinic and get checked out. And the new saints are waiting for me to say, you know, are you going to pay for this accident? And I tell him, you know, I'm a minister. I don't have a lot of money, but you can help me with whatever you want. I'm not going to make a big deal. I'm not going to call the police. And the young saints were looking at us like, wait a minute, no, you tell him that he owes you money, his son crashed into you, that he has to pay for something. I said, well, you can help with whatever you want. And they were like shocked that I wasn't having this defensive spirit and wanting to fight with him, but it's not in me. It's not there. I live by faith and I trust the Lord. If I was crashed into, God will provide the money, and he has, to fix our vehicle. And it's just a piece of junk anyway. Why fight over something that's, like we heard, is going to burn anyway? Amen? So, even though I only got $100 for the accident, that it's going to cost maybe at the most $600, $700. It's real cheap labor in Mexico to get it, the auto body man to get it fixed. And I'm getting the whole thing repainted. It was a paint job that was oxidating, and we're getting the whole thing done, and it looks nice already. And I did it all, not to my honor and glory, because if it was the old Tony, I would have made them pay, and I would have said, I'm calling the police because you're to blame, and your son is going to pay and go to jail for this. No police were called. Nobody got in trouble. The man gave us $100 and $100 for to buy a neck brace for the other brother, and it was all taken care of. And to this day, the saints are yet asking, you could have gotten more money out of it. And I say, it's not about the money. It's about us having the Spirit of Christ. I was testifying to him that I'm a child of God, and he's never going to forget that. And neither are y'all going to forget how I showed you how to act. Well, yeah, but. They go, no buts. Yeah. May the Lord help us that in any situation, he can say approved and not rejected. Oh, you didn't pass, Brother Tony. You didn't pass. You were wanting money. You were wanting to get even, and you wanted that boy to go to prison. They didn't get any of that. They lived free, unburdened. We were the ones that my wife was in pain. Our vehicle was all crooked and dragging parts, and I had to get it fixed. They left okay. And I left okay because I knew that God was going to help us through it, and he did. And he will help you too. So next time we face a very tempting situation to want to get it fixed, want to make them pay, just leave it in God's hand. Let him put his approved in the way you're acting, approved in your attitude. Amen? He's the only one that'll matter. If you don't get his approval on the day of judgment day, you will stand before him and he'll say, rejected because of your attitude. May the Lord help us. Job. We all know about the attitude of Job. Read in Job 16, verse 1. Then Job answered and said, I have heard many such things, miserable comforters, are ye all. His three friends, they all took turns jabbing and shooting at him and stabbing at him, saying that he was being punished because he didn't help the widows, he didn't visit the orphans, and that he did this and he did that. And it had nothing to do with that. It was a test from Satan. God had allowed it to test. Satan didn't believe that Job was serving the Lord out of love. You have this hedge around him and you've given him everything and you just take it away from him and he'll curse you. And God proved Satan wrong, and Job had at the end approved by God. And one of the things that Job had to face in his horrible, his health and his wife, tell him curse God and die. And then his friends coming over to comfort him, and they give him all the wrong advice. They misjudged him. You know how it feels to be misjudged? For others to speak evil of you and say you're this and you're that when they haven't even spent a day with you. They've not seen you under any circumstance or many circumstances. And they judge you because one will say this, and yeah, Sister Jean is that way. Yeah, and I saw Sister Jean do that. And I saw producing Sister Jean is this wild, wicked person. When really Sister Jean just had one bad day and you're judging her by that one bad day. And they were judging Job because of the situation. If he was a child of God, he should be blessed. And now all his blessings are taken away. He's in bad health. And this was a test for Job. You know when God turned it all around and gave him double? When he prayed for his friends. It tells us in the last chapter of Job, Job 42 verse 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when? This is the when that gave him the approval. He prayed for his friends. It doesn't say that he prayed, God cursed them. God punished them because they spoke evil of me. It says when he prayed for his friends and the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Twice as much. The flesh will tell us, the world will tell us, the devil will tell us, if you have that attitude of taking it and not fighting back, getting even, if you don't do it that way, you're going to be the loser. But actually, that's when we have the stamp of rejection from the Lord. It's actually when we humble ourselves, take it, don't backstab, don't punch back, don't show the same attitude again. And we have the spirit of Job. That's what will have them. This spirit of Job is what has God's approval. He was approved of in the way he handled his illness. He didn't curse God. He still praised the Lord. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Naked I came into the world. Naked I'll go out. That's the attitude that is approved of the Lord. Amen. But you know, the devil will come and say, feel sorry for yourself. You have the right to complain. And you have the right to speak up. And you have the right to stand up for yourself. That's a lie. That's the spirit that will be rejected of the Lord. We want the stamp of approval from the Holy Spirit. This attitude that Job showed, God can give it to us. And you know, we'll be a blessing to the brethren. We'll be a blessing to the congregation. We'll be a blessing to the world out there. Amen? The Epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 15. Epistle of John, first Epistle of John, chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. What is God telling us? Don't seek the approval of the world. Don't love the things in the world. If you're seeking the approval of the world, you'll have God's disapproval. God's disapproval upon your life. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, you won't get my approval, God says. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Growing up, even though I gave my heart to the Lord, cried out to God at age 8, at age 11, a 90-year-old black man, a neighbor across the street, gave me my first Bible. He was a Christian. At age 14, I started attending the services, became a believer, gave my heart to the Lord fully. There are many times when I still wanted to be worldly. There was one time that they believed in modesty, and I wanted to, I was exercising, I was getting buff, and I wanted to show my chest, but I didn't want to be totally naked. So I got a shirt, and I cut it up like this, and it had these sections hanging off like that, and I was walking around and thinking I was so buff. And he looked at me, he goes, you know, you look a little bit ridiculous like that. And he wasn't being rude or anything, but he just told me, you don't look right. And I looked at myself and I started thinking, I go, I don't look right. I look worldly. And right then I felt his disapproval, and I really loved that elderly black man, 90-year-old black man that I looked up to like a dad, and I right away went and took off that shirt off, and I didn't want to wear it again. Remember another time, I was letting my hair grow just a little ponytail here in the back, about age 15. And the saints in the meeting, one of the men just came and flipped it a little bit like that. And he says, "Yours is getting a little bit long, isn't it, Tony?" And I go, "Oh, no, I'm actually styling it that way." And that's all he had to say. And the Lord started to work with me. And I thought, you know what? I want to be accepted of these brothers and sisters. And I felt bad. And I went and cut that little tail off. It was just a little short tail, but it was beginning to get long. The Lord knows how to make us feel not approved. And when we don't feel approved, something is going to feel bad inside of us. Because we might feel that we're pleasing our friends in the world, but if we don't feel that we're pleasing God and His people, something's going to feel empty inside of us. And I'm so thankful that God tells us very clearly, you want my approval? Don't love the world. Don't love the things in the world. Love holiness. Love living a life that pleases the Lord. There's another verse in Luke 9, verse 26. "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me," Jesus Christ said, the one that died and shed his blood for us, "whosoever is ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." I just want to testify that when I gave my heart to the Lord, I gave it completely. But I had a dad that had buddies. He was a man from Chihuahua, from Mexico, my dad was. And they have the custom of getting together with buddies and drinking beer, making a little barbecue. And he was doing that one Wednesday when I was going to go across the street to service in this 90-year-old black man's home, having our Bible study. I was dressed up and had my Bible. And this would only be the second time that I was going to the Wednesday meeting. And my dad was out there, and he was worldly, and he'd curse, and sometimes a little bit demeaning. And I would start out to go, and I just couldn't go out, and I'd get the Bible, and I'd go out, and I couldn't because they were out there, and I knew I was going to confront him. So I did not want to miss meeting, and I didn't want to disappoint God, so I crawled out my window on the side of my house. I ran out my back door alley, around the alley, and back to the alley of the old man, jumped the fence, and I went to service. And I made it to service, and I was happy. But shortly after that, I read this verse. "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me," in my words, "of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed. Whosoever shall confess me before men, I'll confess him before my Father in heaven. Whosoever shall deny me before men, I'll deny him before the Father and the angels." When I read that, it really convicted me because I didn't feel approved that day. I felt I'd done something very wrong. And I couldn't wait for the next time for my dad to be outside drinking so that I could go out and did it. And I did it. It happened the next time. I went out. I said, "Lord, help me." And I walked with my Bible. But my dad stopped me and said, "Hey, where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to meeting." He goes, "Here, here's a beer. Drink it." He'd never offered me a beer before. So not only was I having to overcome going to meeting and him speaking something to me, he was offering me a beer at the same time at age 14. And so I told him, you know, God gave me the courage. And I said, "You know, Dad, I love you and I appreciate you. And if you give me something else to drink, I drink it. But I don't drink beer." Yeah, okay, he said. And I thought he was going to make a big deal. And I walked it and God gave me courage to go to the service like that. And from then on, my dad never again tried anything like that to me again. If we go ahead and plow through, overcome our fears and not be ashamed, we're going to find that others will respect us. We might be trying to get their approval the wrong way, but get the approval the right way. That they'll. My dad approved of me from then on. The last thing my dad said to me when I was 17, before he was drinking and coming home from the dance, we rolled over and fell out the front windshield and the truck rolled over him and killed him. The last thing he said to me was, "Son, I'm proud of you." Those are the words I remember him. I got my dad's approval by not being ashamed of Christ. And that's the best approval to have, to not be ashamed of Christ. Seek to be approved of Christ, and you might be surprised of whose else approval you might get in the world. Numbers 11, verse 4. God's people came out of Egypt. They had leeks and onions. We all know the story. They had meat, and they had it all. But then they went through the wilderness. God caused them to pass the Red Sea, and God delivered them. They cried out. They were under bondage. And God sent Moses and Aaron and sent them into the wilderness. But in the wilderness, they didn't have all the modern conveniences, and they didn't have the meat and the leek in the garden, the garlic and the water, and they started to complain. It says in Numbers 11:4, "And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again." We heard about, what are you weeping about? They were weeping because they wanted to go back to Egypt, where they're in bondage. That's the wrong kind of weeping. It's wrong to weep for that cigarette. It's wrong to weep for that tattoo that you didn't get. That's the wrong kind of weeping. Mom didn't let me get it. Don't weep for that. Weep. Weep because you're having that attitude that you have, that you want it. Amen? Also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely. The cucumbers and the melons and the legs and the... They were crying for the wrong thing. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this Church of God boring meeting that I have to come to. That my parents made me come to. That's all right. It isn't. Open your eyes. Open your heart. Get in tune with the Spirit and you'll be rejoicing with the rest of us. What do you think? We go, woo, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Amen. What do you think Brother Ivan keeps on quoting the hymns and Brother Philip here, those hymns, they're so beautiful. When you're in the Spirit, you won't want that tattoo. When you're in the Spirit, you won't want, sister, to cut off your hair and be like the world, because you love, you want to be approved. You want to give your approval, get your approval from the Lord, amen. Well, because they were crying, guess who rejected them? Guess who got disappointed? It tells us there in verse 10. Then Moses heard the people weep. They're weeping for the wrong thing. Throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. We read of several situations. God killed people, sent angels. The ground opened up and swallowed some because they murmured and complained. A spirit of murmuring does not get God's approval with us. And you know, it's so easy to get into the spirit of murmuring. So easy to get disappointed with this saint or that saint or this was said or that was said. And pretty soon we tell somebody and then we get them in the spirit of murmuring. And yeah, I thought we was disappointed with that and the saints too. And pretty soon we're causing a fire to get started that's not going to get God's approval. It's not going to get God's approval. And I'm so thankful that I look upon God's people and I see a beautiful people. And I want to speak good of them. I want to look at the good traits in them. And I want to have the approval of God by my attitude towards my brethren. I don't want to be desiring the things of the world, murmuring and wanting to go back, because that doesn't get God's approval. That'll get God's displeasure. And you don't want to please the Lord, displease the Lord. We're all going to stand before the Lord. The books are going to be open, and we are going to be each judged by our deeds. We're going to be judged. Every idle word that comes out of our mouth, God is going to judge it on that day. Be careful what you say about the saints. Be careful what you say about the ministry. Amen? Amen? A spirit of murmuring does not get God's approval. But on the contrary, a spirit of thanksgiving approved from God. We read of in Luke 17. Remember the 10 men, lepers, they came to Jesus. They asked to be healed. All of them left. And it says in verse 15, we're in Luke 17, 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus said, were there not 10? Only one returned to give thanks to the Lord. And you know, because he returned to give thanks to the Lord, he was given Christ's approval. Not only was he healed in his body, cleansed in his body, but he was also saved. Amen? It says in verse 19, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. What means whole? You're entirely wholly saved. Amen? A spirit of murmuring and of ingratitude will get us disqualified in God's eyes. But a spirit of thanksgiving, approved. One last verse to go along with that. That's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And you know, it's easy to say that. But when the car breaks down in the middle of traffic, what's the first thing we think about? Oh, no, why did this have to happen to me? Oh, what are we going to do? You know, we need to cultivate saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah. You have a purpose in this, Lord, and I'm going to flow with it. Amen? I believe you're going to help me through this. But no, right away this heavy spirit comes, oh, I'm running late, and why did this happen to heaven now at this moment? Oh, isn't that what happens? But the Lord says, you want my approval? You want to stand approved of me on that judgment day? Start giving thanks for the situation. And you'll see what will happen. Our attitude will change. You know, when we start murmuring and complaining, it affects everybody in the vehicle. They all get down in the dumps. But you know what? May we be the one to be the trendsetter of praise and thanksgiving. In everything, give thanks. It's easy to give thanks when we're healed. It's easy to give thanks when we get the promotion. It's easy to give thanks when others are accepting us. But when it's the opposite, it's easy to start murmuring, complaining. I want God's approval. I want to say approved. Now, this is a very simple message, but it's very important. Do you want God's approval? Or do you want the world? You know, the world, you're not going to stand before the world to be judged. The world is going to be judged along with you. Seek to be approved of the one that's going to judge you. And you know what? When we love him and honor him, we don't want to displease him in anything. We want to please him in the minutest details. I find that in my life. Some people have said often recently, you don't have to go that far. You don't have to do that much. And I go, that's the point. You don't have to. I want to, and I love to do it. Yeah.